It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
You still like me? Or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4 to 1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Good morning, America. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm guest hosting this week for Sandy Rios. Thank you very much, Sandy, for having me do this. It's such a great time to be with you all out there. Enjoyed it yesterday. If those of you who don't know me, I'm an election lawyer. I authored the book Injustice. I'm the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, which somebody mentioned yesterday, which is the most active charity fighting for clean elections in the United States. You could also follow me on Twitter at, and here we go, Election Law CTR. Election Law CTR on Twitter. We're going to have some great guests later this week. Tomorrow we'll have David Horowitz, who is a giant of the conservative movement. He is pretty much the best person there is to explain what is happening in America. He's a former communist. Can you believe that? Communist converts to conservatism. We'll have David Horowitz tomorrow. Hans von Spakovsky joins me on Thursday here for Sandy Rios in the morning. I'd like to hear from you today. 1-888-589-8840. 1-888-589-8840 is the number to call in. My question for you is, what is going on? What is going on out there? Every single day, it seems, you wake up and there's a new version of madness. And how you quantify it, it has its comic versions of madness and it has its tragic versions of madness. One way or another, it's madness. In today's paper, I noticed, just listen to this, Emory and Henry College in Virginia. Emory and Henry College has announced to students the school's going to consider its mascot. Now, what is the mascot of Emory and Henry College? It's a wasp, right? Like a stinging insect. Apparently, that's offensive. I wondered how is a wasp offensive? Well, guess what? It's in the name. Wasp, white, Anglo, Saxon, Protestant. Therefore, they have to change their name from a stinging insect because of the term white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Right. That's where we are in American 2020. Yet at the same time that everybody is being criticized for things like that, for having wasp mascots or flying the American flag, we have this story from Philadelphia. Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson on Twitter. Oh boy, don't do this at home, folks. Don't try this yourself. You may disappear if you do. I have a feeling that will not happen to DeSean Jackson. Decided to go on Twitter and start tweeting about Hitler, right? I mean, if there's anything that even the most dim-witted among us should realize you don't do, is go onto Twitter and tweet about Adolf Hitler. And DeSean Jackson said, now get this, quote, Hitler said, now it should stop right there, right? That's enough. We don't ever want to go past Hitler said, but DeSean Jackson does. Because the white Jews know that the Negroes are the real children of Israel. This is what DeSean Jackson is tweeting. And to keep America's secret, the Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan, well, pan, he spelled it wrong, to world domination won't work if the Negroes knew who they were. The white citizens of America will be terrified to know that all this time they've been mistreating and discriminating and lynching the real children of Israel. And then DeSean Jackson of the Philadelphia Eagles posted two photos of Louis Farrakhan and wrote, "This man powerful, I hope everyone got a chance to watch this. Don't be blinded. Know what's going on." This is DeSean Jackson, an employee of the NFL, the same organization that has now taken to lecturing Americans and badgering Americans about their values and their love of country. This is an employee of the National Football League tweeting Adolf Hitler quotes. Actually, they're probably imaginary Adolf Hitler quotes, which makes it even worse. Because I have a feeling that Hitler actually didn't say this. I mean, there's not much good to say about Hitler, but I suspect he didn't write quite like this. So DeSean Jackson of the Philadelphia Eagles is tweeting quotes, attributing sayings to Adolf Hitler about the Jews and the children of Israel, and the NFL is going to lecture us about our values. That's the world we live in 2020. It's called hypocrisy land. And it simply erodes the moral fabric of the United States to have the elites, like millionaire DeSean Jackson, who can get away with tweeting about Adolf Hitler, to have a Virginia governor, by the way, Ralph Northam, who could dress up in blackface in a Klan outfit and be photographed. Yes, those of you who hadn't heard that, let me tell you the story briefly. The Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, at one point in his life, dressed up in either a Klan outfit or blackface, we're not sure which of the two people he is in the photograph, to attend a party. And he had a nickname, which I won't repeat on the air, but it involves an animal that crawls into garbage cans. And he had a nickname because he used to like to talk about that kind of stuff. He is now the governor of Virginia, and he is now lecturing us about race. That's the world we live in. DeSean Jackson tweets about Hitler, and the NFL lectures us. The Virginia governor dresses up in blackface / Klan outfits and then lectures us. That isn't how it's supposed to work. What else is going on out there? I mean, you read these headlines, you heard at the top of the hour in the newscast about the mayhem and violence. What is this? Is this 1973 all over again? Or worse, frankly, even in the darkest days of the 70s, I don't think we had this sort of anarchy and mayhem in American cities. Just this weekend, Chicago reported 87 shootings. Okay? Do you know anybody who's been shot? I knew one guy. I was watching a trial of somebody who was shot. But there were 87 people who got shot in Chicago this weekend. 17 fatalities. 17 fatalities over the weekend. Oh, it's even more tragic. At least 13 of the shooting victims were under 14 years old. New York this weekend, 44 shootings, 11 deaths. Philadelphia, where DeSean Jackson plays football and tweets Adolf Hitler quotes, Philadelphia reported 31 shootings and 7 deaths. Atlanta had 23, and an 8-year-old girl died. She was riding with her mother when they passed an illegal roadblock that had a mob of protesters, and she was shot. And then, what are the police doing? Well, in Baltimore, they're not doing much, because on Saturday, a mob formed to topple down a statue of Christopher Columbus and toss it into the Baltimore Harbor, right? I mean, it sounds like some sort of like peasant revolt in Belarus or something we've seen in movies from 200 years ago in Paris as they topple the statues and chop heads off and burn churches. Because that, oh, by the way, that is what happened in Paris. That is the French Revolution. They would load people of faith up in barges full of hundreds of people, and sink them. They were chained in. These are true stories of what happens when the mob takes over. But after all, we've got lawyers who will fix everything. I'm a lawyer. Sorry. Like Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. He's on top of it. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, in the midst of all this mayhem, announced that his office is no longer going to seek bail for offenses that account for 61% of the city's criminal justice system. No more bail. Get out of jail free. Break some windows, do a little looting, show up in front of the magistrate, enter your plea, go back out again, loot the Wawa. That's what's going on in Philadelphia. Where does it all end? Where does it all stop? Do Americans from the sane part of the country, where you might be listening right now, rise up and take over these cities? That's not going to happen. Or do you just watch it on TV like it's an episode of Escape from New York? Do you just watch on the news every night as the flames grow higher and higher? What do you do? This is the challenge we face in America. I want to hear from you at 1-888-589-8840. In the show today, we're going to talk about voter fraud in the last segment. I have some news, some good news, I think, that in Detroit, at least, in Pennsylvania and Michigan, the elections are going to be cleaner than they would have been a few months ago. We'll talk about that in the last segment. But what's going on in America? What has fractured and broken? Where it's okay for DeSean Jackson, you just watch over the next couple days. You just wait and see how often ESPN does a feature on how bad DeSean Jackson is. You just watch how CNN or the NFL or anybody says anything about DeSean Jackson tweeting Adolf Hitler quotes or alleged Adolf Hitler quotes, which I think is even worse, as you sort of made them up. I don't suspect you're going to see much. I have a feeling DeSean Jackson is going to play football. He's not going to be run out on a rail like the coach at Oklahoma State University was, because he wore a T-shirt for the One American News Network. He had a T-shirt on of a broadcast journalist entity that is conservative. He wore a T-shirt and had to apologize and promise never to do it again. And then the school, as you heard at the top of the hour, is doing a diversity committee so they can further atone for the sin of wearing a T-shirt with a business name on it that is a legal business, that is allowed to exist, that represents values of free speech. Oklahoma State University is going to apologize. Well, you know what? I don't have any use for Oklahoma State University. Neither should you. And if you have family there, if you have kids there, you should call the school and tell them that you're a bunch of cowards. My name is Jake Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios in the morning today. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here Thursday. It's always a joy to be here. I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-888-589-8840. I got a story coming up in the next segment. It's a little heartbreaking, but it's indicative of what's going on. Are children today not allowed to wear anything that represents their faith? Are they not allowed to express their faith in public without being harassed, without being threatened, without having their property destroyed? Hey, what if I went up to a car with a Joe Biden sticker? Should I be allowed to scratch it up? Should I be allowed to damage it? We'll talk about that next. You're listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning. I'm Jay Christian Adams.
Every day, babies in their mother's wombs are fighting for life. with abortion being the leading cause of death.
I already had my mind made up. I was like, I'm going to go through with it.
The Ministry of Preborn has pregnancy centers nationwide, standing by to help young moms in crisis choose life. Preborn is the largest provider of free ultrasounds in the country. By letting a mother see her baby in the womb and hear the heartbeat, she's 80% more likely to choose life for her baby.
I came seeking termination, but once I got here and I took an ultrasound, I was overjoyed when I found out that I was having three baby boys.
Preborn's mission is to help save babies' lives and souls. To find out more, go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com. Or dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound 250 and say baby. Your love can save a life.
Well, these are certainly tough, tough times, aren't they? Hi, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, engaging the world with God's Word for more than 80 years at only $5 a Bible. You know, I'm grateful that God has given Bible League a platform for more than 8 decades to address the other pandemic, and that's the shortage of Bibles all over the world in places like Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America. In fact, at Bible League, we determined that as few as 1 Christian in 10 has a Bible. What's that mean? That during this pandemic, many evangelical Christians elsewhere in the world cannot open their Bible and be reminded of God's promises, like 1 Peter 5:7, cast your cares on Him, for He cares for you. But you know, during this time of sheltering in place, we can shelter in grace. Learn how you can be a blessing to believers around the world praying for a Bible by visiting sendbiblesnow.org. That's sendbiblesnow.org, or by calling Bible League at 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
These challenging times have shown a college degree is more important than ever. But if the loss of Virginia's tuition assistance grant for certain new online students is holding you back, Liberty University is here to help. We're stepping in to replace your lost VTAG funds with our LU Tag Award and combining it with a $3,600 undergraduate transfer student scholarship or our already low first responder and military discounts to save you up to 60% on your degree. We've got this, Virginia. Learn more by texting LU Tag to 49595. That's LU Tag to 49595.
Since the beginning of the global pandemic, most churches around the country have honored state and local governments by moving services online, canceling the potluck suppers. But over time, suggestions became mandates. Marching and protest was okay, but worshiping God was not. In California, many Christians found the state's latest crackdown a bridge too far. No more singing, no more worship bands, no more choirs, by order of Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat. Many churches decided to disobey that ruling. Dr. Paul Chappell is the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church. On Sunday, he stood before his congregation and read from the New Testament, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, about singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And together, they sang a great hymn of the faith, Blessed Be the Name. Dr. Chappell spoke for many when he said that the Word of God determines how they worship, not the government. I'm Todd Starnes.
Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning, America. This is Jay Christian Adams. I'm subbing for Sandy Rios this week. It's great to be here. Great to get your calls at 1-888-589-8840. We're talking about what's gone wrong in America, the hypocrisy, the imposition of foreign values, the expectation that you should adopt other people's views of the world or else you're going to have to suffer. Take the NFL. The NFL is very keen to lecture us about a variety of things involving race, involving police, involving America, and has raised up Colin Kaepernick. But yet, here's DeSean Jackson tweeting imaginary Hitler quotes. DeSean Jackson, wide receiver of the Philadelphia Eagles, knucklehead, loudmouth. He's tweeting things about Hitler and how he had the goods on the Jews. This is on Twitter. Now imagine if anybody listening, and your humble host included, were to get online in a few minutes, where you can find me, by the way, at @electionlawctr on Twitter. Give me a follow. I'd love it. @electionlawctr. What if I were to get on Twitter today and start tweeting, here we go, the Jew knows, the white Jew knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel. That's what Hitler said. They will extort America, and their plan of world domination won't work if the Negroes who know who they were. This is on Twitter. This is DeSean Jackson of the Philadelphia Eagles, an NFL employee. He then posted pictures of Louis Farrakhan. I mean, look, guys, this is the world of hypocrisy we now live in. Why is this happening now? Why is it accelerating so quickly? These, by the way, are not anecdotes of things sort of like happening on the fringes. Lest you're out there listening thinking this is all a freak show, like going to the circus. This is not a sideshow. This is now real life. This is now consuming the culture. And if you think you're immune to it and you can basically hide out, you've got another thing coming because it's coming for you. So I want to ask a question. Let's suppose a child, teenager, has like a water bottle and they go to their job and they have a pro-life sticker on. And other coworkers decide they don't like that, so they're going to vandalize the property. It's a true story. And they're going to vandalize the property because they disagree with pro-life. Now, would that have happened 30 years ago in America, where the manifestation of somebody's religious views would have been attacked publicly like that? I don't think so. I don't remember that. I think I would have been embarrassed, badly embarrassed, if I had behaved that way when I was a teenager. To go and destroy something based on the religion. That was sort of like, I mean, look, we did a lot of stuff when we were teenagers. Right? We even played with lawn darts. But to do something like that, I think, is beyond the pale. But that's the America we now live in. What if I saw a Joe Biden sticker on a car, let's say a Prius, and there's a Prius sitting there with a Joe Biden, a coexist sticker? Oh, I love those. Because usually they really aren't interested in the coexistence. It's, you know, it's a virtue signal of the first order. Noble aspiration, always poor execution. So I see the coexist sticker, and I say, I don't like what they're saying. I'm going to go walk over and scratch the car up. That's not acceptable in the United States. But that is what is becoming acceptable among your children, among the youth. Now, I'm not saying your particular children, but I will tell you from firsthand experience that that is becoming acceptable to destroy property because it manifests a religious sense of life. Pat's in Illinois. Pat, what do you have to say today? I'm Jay Christian Adams, subbing for Sandy morning, Rios Jay. In the morning.
I had a comment. I constantly hear the news media saying, well, Trump can't even try to bring the country together or whatever. And then Biden gets on and says, I'll bring the country together. And I'm telling you, as a Christian, there is nothing about the evil emanating from that party that's going to bring me over to that party. And I'm curious how people are not out there seeing this. I mean, if these people get in November, our country is over as we know it. And I just wanted your comment. Is that not something you agree with?
Well, look, it's never over till it's over. So there's always hope. But I think you're exactly right, Pat, that something has gone on. And if you look at polling data, for example, one of the areas where there's the clearest divide, and I talked about this yesterday on the show, one of the areas where the clearest divide is religious versus no religious views. And if you don't have any religious views or values like that, you tend to be a Democrat. Now, I'm not saying all Democrats are non-religious. Don't get me wrong. Don't misinterpret that. And I'm not saying all Republicans are religious. Okay, but there is a clear statistical divide when you look at polling data on that score. Now, what I said yesterday, I called the Adams Axiom. And somebody emailed me and said, oh, was this John Adams? I said, you must not have gotten the J. Christian Adams subbing for Sandy Rios part. The Adams Axiom is as follows. The progressive left wants to create a utopia. That's what they're after. All of the little marchers and the statue topplers think that they can create a utopia here on Earth, that they can create perfection. And you hear this in the culture, you hear this in music, that is all one long march toward a perfect world. I'd like to teach the world to sing. Imagine there's no country. Okay? They can create a utopia. And what is standing in the way of that utopia is you and your beliefs.
Oh, I understand
and your scripture.
That.
And if you get in their way, they will crush you. And so I think you're exactly right. They aren't interested in dialogue.
I think Christians will be, they kill babies every day. They'll have no trouble taking out Christians. And I know that. I'm sure that's what they'll do. They will do that. I know they want to get rid of us.
Well, thank you for your call, Pat. And look, what do you do about this? You stand up against it, okay? You stand up against that. Now, what do you think is going on? Ann, you're in Virginia, where, Ann, you have Governor Blackface KKK Hood Ralph Northam. What do you think is going on in Virginia and what's going on in the country, Ann?
You could not be more right, Jay, and I just want to thank you defining this. It is Marxist. It's leftist. It's 20 years, 25 years. You creep and crawl with tiny cuts until you get a generation. Look up. I want the audience to also look up G. Edward Griffin. He described it. He was a former communist, and so the schools are teaching this hate, and it is an anti-Christian worldview. And your last caller, Pat, was absolutely right. If Biden gets in, we're done. He will be a shadow. He's a puppet, and it's all controlled from behind. And Northam and our Mayor Stoney are also controlled from behind, and they are illegally just busting up our city with no thought of the more a fuller dimension of who Robert E. Lee was. You know, it's a very narrow, but they want to redefine something, and then they kill it. And it's hateful. And our Constitution is in the crosshairs. They're coming. They're going to supplant our Constitution with a socialist document. So that 1619 Project is a big smear campaign and a lie to take down America. And
well, let's talk about what you just said, because I think there's something really important folks need to hear. I grew up recognizing the Constitution is what made this country great. It's a document that enshrines liberty and limited power. I took an oath, as did all lawyers in Virginia and South Carolina, where I'm a member of the bar, and in other states, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I took that oath to become a lawyer, and so did most elected officials take the exact same oath, and the president took that oath, and that oath is enshrined in the Constitution. The founders put it in the Constitution, the oath. And we have a Constitution because it limits government, and I think you are exactly right. The progressive left wants to get rid of the Constitution, and they say so. This is no longer crazy talk after a bunch of beers, right? This is no longer, we stayed up too late talking and we think the progressive left wants to get rid of the Constitution. This isn't groggy speak because they say so. There is an op-ed in the Washington Post by a law professor from Georgetown that is entitled, "It's Time to Get Rid of the Constitution." You can Google this. They are saying so, people. Wake up. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. This is not, like I said, a sideshow. Let's tune in to Sandy Rios in the morning to hear about all the crazy stuff going on in Washington and Chicago and Philadelphia, where DeSean Jackson is tweeting about Hitler of the Philadelphia Eagles. And talking about what a great idea he had to control the Jews, an NFL employee. Okay, this is no longer a sideshow. This is coming to you and for you. And it's time to wake up. Hank, you're down in Texas. What's new?
Hey, good morning. Well, the thing that you've been talking about is something that everybody here is concerned about, okay? Why they're rising up, they're using weapons to kill children, they're disrupting entire cities. So you say, you know, we need to take a stand. Well, what stand can we take? And the answer I came up with is to find out and vet my local militia group, right? They're using weapons that kill people. I'm now a member of the Texas State Militia. They are approved by the governor. To get into the militia, you have a background check. You are interviewed by the command to make sure that, you know, you're not hearing voices. And you're trained by ex-military. I'm a 31-year Desert Storm veteran, right? My first sergeant is a sniper trained by the FBI, right? We have professional training, Army training, Marine Corps training, Air Force training for the guys who come in, right? And this is like the days of old when Minutemen would bring their beans and their bullets and defend the nation. And that's what we're about. To get into the militia, you take the same oath you did.
Right.
Defend the
now,
Constitution.
Look, that is a well-regulated militia, and it sounds like in Texas they have one. A well-regulated militia being essential for the what does it say, benefit of the free people. I don't have the Second Amendment off the top of my head exactly, but you get the point. Look, that is a component of American life, apparently, in Texas especially. I'm sure they don't have a militia in Maryland, right? Or in the Connecticut militia. Not quite the same thing. Look, that's way down the road. I'm glad you're doing that, okay? You have every right to do it under the laws of Texas. I want to talk about the stuff before it gets to you in the militia. I want to talk about what do we do to protect this country before you have to do anything in the Texas militia. And what I would suggest we have to do is stand up and not take it. I'll give you an example, guys. I don't have a word for this, but I bet all of you have experienced this. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody, maybe you don't know them that well, and they just drop a bomb on you, a political bomb, like, oh, can you believe that Trump? Here's an example. My wife was at a pool the other day, and someone in the parking lot said, how are they doing with COVID? Is it chlorinated enough? And they said, yeah, there's a lot of chlorine in the pool. And this other person said, ha, 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 but don't drink the chlorine, ha, 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 thinking they're going to dump on Trump. And everybody can just dump on Trump, or anybody can just say anything they want about Christians, about Trump, about the Constitution, whatever. They think they get away with it because everyone agrees with them. Stop smiling back. Stop letting them get away with that. Now, maybe that doesn't go on in Texas. Maybe that's a DC thing. But that's one small thing you can do is stand up. Don't be belligerent. Don't be mean. Have grace. But don't let them get away with just assuming everybody agrees with their left-wing ideology. Nick, you're in Missouri. How are you doing this morning, Nick?
I'm good.
So, what do you have to say? Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, so I've got an idea about the Black Lives Matter, and they wanted to fund the police. Well, I have black friends, and I know that there is a difference between them driving and me driving and getting pulled over. And just a simple thing that we could do is, if you're afraid of getting attacked by a police officer and stuff, if you had your own pair of handcuffs and you're getting pulled over, you could just put yourself in handcuffs and detain yourself.
There we go. I don't think that's going to work, Nick. Might send the wrong signal. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm in for Santi Rios in the morning without handcuffs this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about election integrity. What's going on in the country? The election's coming up. I have some big news out of Michigan, good news out of Michigan, and how we're going to have a cleaner election. You're listening to American Family Radio. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm Franklin Graham. Right now, our country is in trouble, and people are scared, people are afraid, and we see the violence and the injustices that are taking place. Only God can change this. This is a problem of the human heart.
If you'd like to pray with someone, call us any time of the day or night at 888-388-2683. 888-388-2683.
Call that number right now. We've got someone who will pray with you, talk with you, encourage you. God bless.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We must obey God rather than men. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. On June 24th, the Navy issued an order that banned troops from attending indoor religious services, although other activities, such as using mass transit, hosting social gatherings of any size, and participation in protests, were all permitted. The Navy's orders apply to everyone assigned to Navy units and vessels, including, ironically, its chaplains. Though the commander-in-chief recently declared churches are essential to America, the U.S. Navy has threatened to court-martial service members if they go to church. This must not stand. President Trump must act now to ensure the First Amendment rights of every member of the U.S. Navy are protected.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. In their frenzy to obliterate statues of famous men, Antifa has overlooked an obvious candidate. He's a man who looked forward to the day when white Europeans would, quote, exterminate and replace the world's savage races. The savage races, in his view, included Australians, Mongolians, Africans, Indians, South Americans, Polynesians, and Eskimos. He wrote, quote, the Western nations of Europe now immeasurably surpass their former savage progenitors and stand at the summit of civilization. The man who wrote these words was the inventor of the scientifically bankrupt theory of evolution, Charles Darwin. There are statues of this man everywhere. Let's keep his statues around to remind us of how gullible people can be, but his ideology should be pulled down and buried in the deepest sea.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Mike Pompeo is arguably the best Secretary of State in modern times. In particular, he has proven to be a clear-eyed, robust, and articulate champion of President Trump's policy of opposing the Chinese Communist Party and its comprehensive efforts to dominate the world. Yesterday, Secretary Pompeo sharply contrasted the Trump administration's approach to how the Obama-Biden team used to kowtow and appease Beijing at the expense of our national security and interests. He highlighted efforts now underway to root out Chinese corporations that engage in espionage and data theft, warning that Americans should download TikTok software, quote, only if you want your private information in the hands of the CCP, unquote. Mr. Pompeo also cited Huawei, which the Pentagon recently identified as one of 20 communist Chinese military companies doing business in the U.S. Senator Cotton's right. That needs to stop now. This is Frank Gaffney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jay Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios this week. Sandy was with the president over the weekend and graciously asked me to guest host for her, and I'm happy to be spending the morning with you guys. We have a real serious show tomorrow. A great, great guest, David Horowitz, a giant of the conservative movement, is going to be joining us to talk about his new book, Blitz. And, you know, I got to tell you guys, it is a treat because David is a former communist. He grew up as a communist, and he grew up as a radical leftist inside 60s left-wing communist movement in the country, and now he's a conservative leader. And really, it takes one to know one. I mean, it takes somebody like David Horowitz to define what's going on. And it's going to be a great show tomorrow. Hans von Spakovsky will be joining us on Thursday, no doubt, to talk about election integrity. We'll be getting to Detroit here in just a minute, but I want to get to more of your calls about what is going on in America and what do we do about it. And one of my suggestions was stop just letting people say things and think that you agree with them. If somebody makes a joke about Trump, say, I like President Trump. Or if somebody makes a joke about something that's important to you, thinking that you would agree with them, say, I don't think that's the case. Or if they want to talk about some Hollywood star who is attacking American values or maybe the NFL, say, I think that's a bad idea. Or better yet, tell them about the knucklehead Philadelphia Eagle, DeSean Jackson, who's out there on Twitter tweeting imaginary Hitler quotes that attack the Jews. This is an NFL employee. This is somebody of who works for an organization that is lecturing us and bringing Colin Kaepernick in to help lecture us even worse. But it's okay for DeSean Jackson of the Philadelphia Eagles to talk about how Hitler had the right idea about the Jews. That's the kind of world we live in. Okay, so what do we do about it? Rick, you're in Arkansas. What do you have to say this morning? No, Rick. Kelvin in Georgia, how are you? Strike two. How about Bill in West Virginia?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to make a comment that I wasn't born in this country. I came to this country in 1952. I was 8 years old from Canada, not that country, but, you know. But this country is the greatest country in the world. And the people that are doing these things today, I think the problem in this country is we did away with the draft. They should have kept the draft. And these young people today that think this is such a bad country, they would know exactly what they have when they went into the service, or if they knew they had to go into the service, and maybe they don't get drafted. But
well, that's one possibility. I think there's a more direct fix, and that's values, right? It's not necessarily army values, but it's just values, period. If you go to a government school now, you're in a value-free zone, except the value of coexistence and wokeness. The values that Americans and probably Canadians, frankly, I've spent a lot of time in Canada, it's a great place. The values that Canadians and Americans and most English-speaking countries grew up with 40, 50 years ago have been replaced in schools. Oh, and we could do a whole show, people, on social media. We could do a whole show about how social media is sucking the life out of your children, is turning them into little drones through Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat and all of the other platforms that are fighting against what you are trying to teach them. That's a whole nother topic. If I had a choice between reinstituting the draft and obliterating social media, I choose B. Okay? I choose not giving the kid a phone until they have the ability to handle it. That's the solution in my mind, at least one of them. Trying to come up with other solutions, like I said earlier, don't take it silently when someone says something that they expect you to agree with that you disagree with. Don't be mean. Don't be belligerent. Show grace. But just say, you know what? I like the president. I don't like Hollywood. I disagree with her. Small pushback. Small pushback. Cheryl, you're in Ohio. How are you doing this morning, Cheryl?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak.
Sure. What's up?
Do you want me to just go with my idea?
Go for it.
You know, you were talking about positive ideas, and you're right. I think when you're talking about in a group, you know, we are to be prepared. We are to be prepared to talk about our faith as well as the president or anything else. Just have some positives in your mind that you can just slide into a conversation. When people say, I wish he wouldn't tweet as much. Well, if the AP would report on him, he wouldn't have to tweet. You know, or I wish he wouldn't say as much right. as he does about some people. Well, you know, the fact is, he never attacks anybody until they attack him. But what I wanted to call today for is I have been doing locally, I have been trying to contact clergymen in our community because I'd like to go ahead and possibly start a phase across the nation of getting billboards and having the statement, Jesus, now he said, but we could put Jesus taught, love your neighbor as yourself. And the question under that would be, where's the hate in that? And it's just that simple statement. People can drive by, they can read it quickly, and they can think, where's the hate in that? And if
right,
Black Lives Matter, and we're supposed to love each other as ourselves, it shuts them down.
Right. We all know that the answer to the violence, the simple answer is right there. We all know that the answer to the hatred and the murder, and frankly, even the police problems that exist, is right there. It's to treat other people like you want to be treated. It's not a big mystery. It's to treat everybody with the inherent dignity that they were born with. Okay, we know that that's the simple answer to all of this. And Cheryl, I think you're exactly right. Talking about those simple answers is another thing you can do. It's another thing you could do. So you're exactly right that we have the ability to push back in small ways. And look, I like the caller from Texas. I'm really interested in this Texas militia thing, right? Do I get to shoot fully auto weapons? I may come down to Texas and join the militia if I can target shoot for a while. With a full auto. I was at a range once where the guy next to me had one. Ooh, boy. that was quite an experience. But I think there's small things we can do besides joining a militia. I think there's daily things we can do. Here's one. Do you have any friends who have kids in schools where they're teaching crazy stuff? Like Fairfax County, Virginia? Where you have to opt out of the instruction that boys might really be girls? You have to affirmatively opt out of that? Do you have any friends with kids in those schools that don't really give much thought to it? Maybe ask them, like, hey, what's up with that? Make our side woke. Carrie in Louisiana, what's up? You're on with Christian Adams, subbing for Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio. Go ahead, Carrie.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to say that a good solution to our problems is to hold people accountable for what they're doing. If they break the law, they need to be arrested. And if we don't have room in the jail, build another jail. They do whatever they do. The people are doing whatever they're doing simply because they're not held accountable. They know that if I can go out and do this and this and this, that I'm going to get away with it.
Well, Carrie, that is a great segue into the next topic about election integrity, and I'll tell you why in a moment, but I think you're right, and it doesn't sound like you're a Philadelphia voter, because in Philadelphia, it's a virtue to be a criminal. The district attorney loves you and doesn't so much love law-abiding citizens. That's why they're not going to prosecute certain crimes. That's why they're not going to ask for bail. That's why minor property crimes like smashing in your window, no big deal. You just have to live with it. You're in Philly, you see. But let's talk about accountability, and let's talk about election integrity. I promised you guys in the time remaining we would talk about Detroit. Big settlement in Detroit. The case resolved. Detroit is cleaning up their voter rolls. Public Interest Legal Foundation, my organization, sued Detroit for having dead people and duplicates on the rolls, like people registered 2, 3, 4 times, same person. And when you have all-mail ballots, those ballots are going to those multiple registrations. But let's talk about not enforcing the law. Do you know how many voter fraud prosecutions have been brought even in the last decade under both Obama and the new administration? Almost none. Obama brought zero. And I can tell you that my organization has been giving U.S. attorneys, like in the Southern District of Florida, record showing people voting twice. That is a potential federal crime. And they're not doing anything about it. You heard that correctly. And it's because the FBI people and the low-level Obama holdovers are slow-walking everything. Oh, Southern District of Florida is not the only place this is happening. It is happening in other federal districts. Now, some U.S. attorneys are bringing voter fraud prosecutions, like U.S. Attorney Higdon in North Carolina, and the U.S. attorney in Philadelphia, who's probably so sick of having to live there that he's taking matters into his own hands because it's become a cesspool under state officials. They're doing something about it. So my challenge to everybody listening is to support those who do something about it and call up those who don't do something about lawlessness. Because if you send one email, folks, one single email that takes you 30 seconds to write, it sets off hours of contemplation on the other side because they're not used to hearing from you guys. They're used to hearing from the activists who want lawlessness. And I know you don't have time to sit there all day and send out emails. And oh, please make them short. That's the other little tip I can give you as a former federal and state official. Don't make them long, and especially don't put them in all caps. Okay? Make them real short. The shorter, the better. It doesn't take much to explain right and wrong, does it? So go back to Detroit a moment in my few remaining minutes. We're going to have an election in Michigan where finally dead people and duplicate registrations are off the rolls. And that's because we took a stand and we filed a lawsuit. And that's what has to happen, is we need to have action. Because if you don't take action in your small way, in the way that you have been given talents to take action, and that comes in a lot of forms. Some people are better at smiling than me. Some people are better at grace than me. But you have your own set of talents that can make a difference. And try to discern what those are. My name is J. Christian Adams. I'm subbing for Sandy Rios in the morning this week. It's been a delight to have you all on board. Tomorrow, it is a real must-listen show. David Horowitz, the giant conservative, former communist, now conservative leader, David Horowitz, is going to be joining us to help decode what's happening in America. He might be the best person there is to decode what is happening in America, because once upon a time, David Horowitz was one of them. And it takes one to know one. So that's tomorrow, same time, same channel. On Thursday, we will have Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. And he and I will be talking all about elections. Elections are coming up. It's going to make a huge difference in what this world is like very shortly. My name is J. Christian Adams. It has been an absolute joy to spend this last hour with you. I'll be back again tomorrow, subbing for Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.